Welcome to the very first Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on November 26th, 2008. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I'm your host and narrator, Miss Mel. Our story today is Mojo and the Magic Couch, written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. Mojo, the main character, is a ferret. A ferret is a mischievous little animal that belongs to the weasel family. Did you know that next to cats and dogs, ferrets are the most popular pet in the U.S.? Mojo was a ferret, and a very curious one at that. He lived in a big house with carpets that he could scratch at, doors to hide behind, drawers to sleep in, balls with bells that he could play with, and tight spots to hide all his treasures. He and his humans thought it was always funny when he acted like a speed bump in the middle of the floor, and then, just when they thought he was resting, jump and duke at them playfully dancing around their feet. Duking was his favorite noise to make. It was his laugh. There were places he would try to investigate, but he would often be stopped by his humans with warnings that if he went into these places, that he would get too far away to hear his squeak, squeak noise that they used to call for him at the end of the day. Whenever he heard his squeak, squeak noise, he ran quickly to it, knowing that he would get a nice long snuggle from his human mom, along with some treats. One place that his human parents warned him about was the couch. Whenever he'd even gotten close to the couch, they'd wave their fingers and say, "No, no, no!" But he had heard the duking of other ferrets coming from the couch. He was sure of it. It sounded distant and muffled, but he just knew it was other ferrets living in that couch. His human parents seemed oblivious to the fact that there were other ferrets living in the couch. If those other ferrets were allowed in, then why not him? He made a plan to go investigate the couch that night after everyone fell asleep. He knew he'd have to be quick and quiet so his humans wouldn't worry. That night, he waited until he heard the loud, sharp noise his human daddy made when he slept. He thought his human mommy had called it snuffing or snoping or snoring. Once he heard it, Mojo silently peeked around the corner. The coast was clear. He saw both the figures in bed. Mojo silently tiptoed down the hall, moving with stealth toward the couch until he spotted the space between the cushions. The duking sounds that came from the couch were louder in the quiet of the night. Mojo dashed across the living room floor, darted around the legs of the coffee table, and dove headfirst into the hole between the cushions. Wriggling between the two cushions, Mojo squeezed his head and front legs inside the couch. He hoped he made it in without waking the family. His back legs clawed and pushed on the couch as his torso wiggled back and forth. With one last great oomph, he made it through. As he flopped out of the hole, he opened his eyes. There were so many ferrets in here, and the smell hit his nose. It was all his favorites. The sweet scents of the bananas, raisins, and watermelon tickled his nostrils and made his mouth water. There on the long table sat the delectable treat surrounded by hundreds of other ferrets. When he scampered quickly to the food at the table, the other ferrets all greeted him, duking and licking his nose to say, "Hello!" As he looked around, he saw other ferrets as they quietly squirmed through their own holes in the huge wall, being careful not to wake their own families. Each ferret raised a nose in the air as the smells of the feast reached their sniffers. Soon, hundreds of ferrets rolled, hopped, tumbled, and chattered at the sight of all their friends and at the sight of all that yummy food. Mojo was busy helping himself to a pile of fresh watermelon, a smidgen of banana slices, and a nip of raisin juice when he noticed many of the other ferrets prancing over to form a circle around the floor. What was going on, he wondered. In true ferrety form, he bounced over to investigate. he noticed that each ferret had brought something, a treasure from home. Since this was his first visit, he did not know that he was supposed to bring something. He felt worried inside as he watched each ferret take turns sharing the different treasures they had borrowed from their families. Ferrets showed sparkling keychains, knotted socks, and frayed shoelace strings. Mojo looked around desperately, trying to find something to share. He thought about his favorite socks, his toy chicken, and a star-shaped treat he had hidden away in his hidey hole at home. They were all very special to him, but they were all at home. There just wasn't anything there he could find to share, and he felt like his stomach was filled with the wiggles. As the ferret next to him finished passing around the toothbrush he had borrowed, all eyes turned eagerly to Mojo. Mojo's eyes nervously shifted back and forth as all the ferrets stared right at him. He began to shrug and was about to admit that he hadn't brought anything to share when he heard a faint noise off in the distance. He quickly placed one paw to his ear, and the room fell silent as all the ferrets began to listen carefully. What was that sound? The quiet noise came from behind the large wall. The noise came again, this time a little bit louder, from Mojo's hole in the wall. The noise came yet again, even louder, as Mojo smiled excitedly and pawed in the direction of the sound. All the other ferrets clapped and cheered when they heard the noise. Mojo shared his squeak, squeak with everyone. All the ferrets, having their own family noises, knew that noise was special, and that meant Mojo's family was calling him home. Mojo stuffed one last banana slice in his mouth, waved goodbye to his friends, knowing that he would see them again soon, and leapt into his hole in the wall. Quickly scrambling out of the couch, Mojo slid onto the familiar carpet. He gave one last glance over his shoulder, back to the hole between the cushions, before he darted around the legs of the coffee table, scampered down the long hallway, and raced into his human parents' bedroom. With one little spring, he dove headfirst into the warm and loving arms of his waiting mother. I hope you enjoyed that story. I'll post a picture of the real Mojo the ferret on the Nightlight Stories website at nightlightstories.blogspot.com. Again, that website is nightlightstories, all one word, .blogspot.com. Drop by and take a look at the website. I look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.